بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We continue the explanation of the concise admonition by Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala. And we have reached the end of this great and classical book. And in it now, Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah is reminding the person who asked the question as to that which would be beneficial to him. He now is telling him and directing him towards the books of guidance, and he directed him towards some of the books of hadith, and from that was the merits of Sahih al-Bukhari. And he mentioned that in the books that are classified, there isn't anything better than the book of Sahih Muhammad bin Ismail al-Bukhari rahimahullah ta'ala. And we gave some parts of the biography, some information on the biography of al-Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah and his book Sahih al-Bukhari. You can find that inshallah on the site in the class that preceded this one. Then he mentioned the following. He said, however, Sahih al-Bukhari on its own is not sufficient to establish the ilm, and is not sufficient for the one who seeks depth in knowledge. Then you need to know other narrations and also the sayings of the people of fiqh, of jurisprudence, and the people who are specialized from the knowledgeable scholars. And then he said, and that the ummah, أوعبت الأمة في كل فن من فنون العلم إيعابا, that the ummah gathered and didn't leave anything from the sciences of knowledge except that it took from it abundantly and comprehensively, meaning the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and studied it and researched it and deducted from it. From that we know all the ulum of Al-Quran and the ulum of tafsir and the ulum of creeds. Ulum is plural of ilm, of knowledge, and ulum al-hadith وعلم الفقه وعلم الأصول, the علم of foundations of Sharia, وعلم العربية وعلم البلاغة eloquence, and the علم of poetry and the علم of dictation and the علم of art writing and of literature and of linguistics and the علم concerning the stars and the ilm of lineage, ilm al-ansab, and the ilm of tib, the ilm of medicine, and the ilm of tawarikh, and of history, and of geography, and others. Each of these ulum, under it lies also many ulum. Take for example, ilm al-hadith, the ilm of hadith, under which there are many branches, like ilm al-riwayah, the ilm of the text in the narrations, وعلم الدراية, the ilm الرواية, the ilm of transmission of the narrators and their conditions, as well of the text and its defects and also its correctness, also the text, meaning the text of the narrations itself, and ilm الدراية, and the understanding of the texts, and ilm al-rijal, and the ilm of men. This ummah brought amazing things concerning all sorts of ulum, and this is not attained by any other nation before it. And one should not really be wondering as to why. Because this ummah is khayru ummatin ukhrijat linnas. Because this ummah is the best of nations ever brought to mankind. And if you wonder why, because it is the ummah to which the best of messengers had been sent. And it is the ummah upon which the best of books had been sent. So it is a blessed ummah, the most knowledgeable of all nations, and most pious and most noble of all nations. Yet it is the last of nations, the final. And it is, in terms of lifespan, the shorter in terms of lifespan of it, of the people. But it acquired from the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then through the blessings of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, acquired this great deal of good. Shaykh al-Islam said in his book Naqd al-Mantiq, anyone who studies and contemplates the conditions of people in the world would find that the Muslims are the most keen and most upright intellectually, and that they attain within the shortest period from the realities of knowledge and actions many folds greater than those attained by others in centuries and in generations. He said also, وَكَذَلِكَ أَهْلُ السُّنَّةِ وَالْحَدِيثِ, they are as such, most keen in their knowledge. That's why, because he said, لِأَنَّ, and this is a great benefit. He said, لِأَنَّ اعْتِقَادَ الْحَقِّ الثَّابِتِ يُقَوِّ الْإِدْرَاكَ وَيُصَحِّحُهُ. لِأَنَّ إِدْرَاكَ, أو إِنَّ اعْتِقَادَ الْحَقِّ الثَّابِتِ يُقَوِّ الْإِدْرَاكَ وَيُصَحِّحُهُ. That is because believing in the truth, which is affirmed, the affirmed truth, strengthens the ability to comprehend and corrects it. And this is a very great benefit. Being on the correct creed has its positive impact on one's ability to comprehend and understand. And he said what means. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided through the barakah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's prophethood. Allah guided men through that. And by that which he brought from guidance, which ended up bringing so much beneficial knowledge and righteous deeds and great morality to the ummah and to the believers, such that if all the wisdoms of all other nations and their deeds would not stand to be in any comparison to what this ummah had attained. And Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah also spoke about these matters extensively in his book Hidayatul Hayara fi Ajwibati al-Yahudi wa al-Nasara, guiding the perplexed ones in responding to the Jews and the Christians. He said, if one measures all that which is with the rest of nations other than this ummah from knowledge and guidance and compares it to what this ummah had attained, he would find no comparison. Although the other nations may be more knowledgeable in arithmetic and in engineering and in mathematics and in putting many amazing instruments and in chemical industry and in agriculture and in the knowledge of music and tune and tones and others, other sciences, which is between a knowledge of no benefit and between delusions, and also of knowledges their benefits is only for this life and it's not for the hereafter. And this also does not negate the fact that even Muslims in these sciences, the worldly sciences like medicine and engineering and so forth, had a lot of progress when the deen was strong with them. Historical evidences stand as a proof as to places like in Baghdad and in Andalusia in Spain. Witness stand as a witness to the great progress that this ummah had in the worldly sciences. Even the Europeans took for their worldly life many from the works, much of the works from the Muslims in these fields, and they progressed as we see them now. Sufficient to stand as a witness on this is the situation of the city of Qurtuba, the origin of worldly sciences and a center for Islamic sciences. It was a center of medicine, and even some of the people of knowledge said, "Inna al-tibba lam yu'raf illa biha." Medicine was not known except by or in that city. To the extent that the king of Lyon, who was famous for his nickname As-Samin, As-Samin meaning the fat one, was urged to move and travel to this city to take the medicine from a person who was famous during his era. And so he sent for this physician, and the physician responded telling the king of Lyon's messenger, "In kana lil maliki haja ilay falyaqdum." If the king is in need of me, let him come to me. Sheikh al-Islam now continues in the text to say, فَمَنْ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ هَدَاهُ بِمَا يُبَلِّغُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ فَمَنْ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبَهُ هَدَاهُ بِمَا يَبْلُغُهُ مِنْ ذَلِكَ rather, وَمَنْ أَعْمَاهُ لَمْ تَزِدْهُ كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ إِلَّا حِيرَةً وَضَلَالًا. He said, the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens his heart, he will guide him even with the little knowledge he may have. And he may even not be a man of comprehension. وَمَنْ أَعْمَى لَمْ تَزِدْهُ كَثْرَةُ الْكُتُبِ إِلَّا حِيرَةً وَضَلَالًا. As to the one whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinds, meaning the blinding of his insight, that of the heart, and misguides him, then the many books he may have will only increase him in hira, in perplexity and hesitation and misguidance from the truth. So the true one who is guided, the one who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who enlightens his insight and makes him know the truth and bestows upon him following of the truth, this is the truly guided one. And the one who is misguided, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blinds his insight and turns him away from the truth. So the matter is, فَالْمَسْأَلَةُ مَسْأَلَةُ هِدَايَةٍ وَتَوْفِيقٍ. The matter is a matter of guidance, of success. And this is in the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Books and it's not the books alone. The books and the messengers and the callers, they guide, the guidance of direction. As to the guidance of tawfiq and success and inspiration and acceptance of the truth and knowing falsehood and keeping away from it, this is in the hands of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sees this person fit for that, He puts guidance in his heart. And there is no doubt that guidance has its causes. And from its causes is su'alullah al-hidayah, asking Allah for guidance. So books, even though they can be too many, and they could also be books of knowledge and guidance, are not sufficient to guide man if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not bestow upon him the guidance of success. قال تعالى عن بلعام بن باعوراء in Surah Al-A'raf 7 175 176, وَاتْلُ عَلَيْهِمْ نَبَأَ الَّذِي آتَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا فَانْسَلَخَ مِنْهَا فَأَتْبَعَهُ الشَّيْطَانُ فكان من الغاوين ولو شئنا لرفعناه بها ولكنه أخلد إلى الأرض واتبع هواه فمثله كمثل الكلب إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا فاقصص القصص لعلهم يتفكرون. I recite to them the story of him to whom we gave our ayat, and his name is Bal'am bin Ba'ura. But he threw them away. So Shaitan followed him up, and he became of those who went astray. And had we willed, we would surely have elevated him therewith, but he clung to the earth and followed his own vain desire. So his description is the description of a dog. In tahmil alayhi yalhath aw tatrukhu yalhath. Next statement, please. إن تحمل عليه يلهث أو تتركه يلهث ذلك مثل القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا. If you drive him away, he lolls his tongue out. Or if you leave him away alone, he still lolls his tongue out. Such is the description of the people who reject our ayat, our proofs, our evidences, our signs. So relate the stories, perhaps they may reflect. فَقْصُصِ الْقَصَصَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. Then Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, we go now back to the text of Shaykh al-Islam, in his concise admonition, he said, كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِزِيَادْ بِنْ لُبَيْدْ الْأَنصَارِ أَوَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى. Since he was talking about the books, and that the books alone cannot be a guidance, then he said, أَوَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ, he related the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to Abi Labid al-Ansari, أَوَلَيْسَتِ التَّوْرَاتُ وَالْإِنْجِيلُ عِنْدَ الْيَهُودِ وَالنَّصَارَى فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ. Isn't the Torah, the Torah and the Injil with the Jews and the Christians respectively, فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ, is it of any avail to them? Is it availing them? The Torah The Torah is the book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon his prophet Musa alayhi salam, and it's a great book, comprised light and guidance, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described it in Surah Al-Ma'idah, chapter 5, verse 44. قال الله تعالى إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا التَّوْرَاةَ فِيهَا هُدًى وَنُورٌ يَحْكُمُ بِهَا النَّبِيُّونَ الَّذِينَ أَسْلَمُوا لِلَّذِينَ هَادُوا وَالرَّبَّانِيُّونَ وَالْأَحْبَارُ بِمَا اسْتُحْفِظُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Verily we did send down the Torah to Musa, therein was guidance and light, by which the prophets who submitted themselves to Allah's will judged the Jews, and the rabbis and the priests who judged the Jews by the Torah after those prophets, for them was entrusted the protection of Allah's book, and they were witnesses thereto. وقال عز وجل in Surah Al-An'am in 6:154, ثم آتينا موسى الكتاب تماما على الذي أحسن وتفصيلا لكل شيء وهدى ورحمة لعلهم بلقاء ربهم يؤمنون. Then we gave Musa the book, the Torah, to complete our favor upon those who would do right, and explaining all things in detail, and a guidance and a mercy that they might believe in the meeting with their Lord. And so much you find the Quran. In the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala links the Quran, links between the Quran and the Torah, because they أعظم كتابين, they are the greatest books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed. And the Quran is the greatest and most great of them all. This is the Torah which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon Musa alayhi salam. As the Torah which exists nowadays, then alterations and changes touched it. And therefore, it is not reliable for its authenticity. And that's why the Quran abrogated all the previous books. As to the Injil, it is the great book which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent upon Isa alayhi salam, completing the Torah and supporting the Torah and agreeing with the Torah in most of the legal matters. Remember these words. These are words of benefit concerning the Injil with respect to the Torah. The completion and a support and in agreement in most of the legal matters. And it's a book which leads to guidance and uprightness and to the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And after Isa alayhi salam, alterations and changes in the Injil occurred, and additions to it and omissions were done. So then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, فَمَاذَا تُغْنِي عَنْهُمْ. What does it avail them? Because when they turned away and became haughty and disdainful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't guide them because of that, because they turned away. فَلَمَّا زَاغُوا أَزَاغَ اللَّهُ قُلُوبَهُمْ. When they turned away, Allah turned their hearts. So these books did not avail them. Even the book, the final message, the Quran, the greatest of all books and the best and most comprehensive and the best of guidance, could be a proof for the person, and it could be a proof against him. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith which is narrated by Muslim, Al-Quran hujjatun lak aw hujjatun alayk. The Quran is a proof for you or against you. وقال الله عز وجل in Surah الإسراء in 17:82, وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارة. And we send down from the Quran that which is a healing and a mercy to those who believe, and it increases the ظالمين, the polytheists, oppressors, the unjust and the wrongdoers, nothing but loss. وقال تعالى in Surah At-Tawbah in 9:124 and 1:25, وَإِذَا مَا أُنزَلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ وأما الذين في قلوبهم مرض فزادتهم رجسا إلى رجسهم وماتوا وهم كافرون. And whenever there comes down a surah, some of them, the hypocrites, say, which of you has had his faith increased by it? As for those who believe, it has increased their faith and they rejoice. But as for those in whose hearts is a disease of doubt, of disbelief, of hypocrisy, it will add suspicion and doubt to their suspicion, disbelief and doubt, and they die while they are disbelievers. Some of the Salaf said, ما جالس أحد القرآن فقام عنه سالما بل إما أن يربح وإما أن يخسر ثم تلا قوله وننزل من القرآن. From Surah Al-Isra 82 he recited. Some of the Salaf said, no one sits with the Quran, meaning to recite and read, and leaves it safe. Either he wins or he loses. Then he recited the verse from Surah Al-Isra. People will be either losers or winners when they deal with the Quran. So in short, the beneficial books lead to the truth and guide to it. Yet it's inevitable that with that the hidayah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the success, and this is attained through the means of nearness that brings the person closer to Allah and humbling oneself before Him and asking Him for success and guidance. Then Shaykh al-Islam rahimahullah in the text of his book finished his book by saying, فنسأل الله العظيم أن يرزقنا الهدى والسداد ويلهمنا رشدنا ويقينا شر أنفسنا وأن لا يزيغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هدانا ويهب لنا من لدنه رحمة, إنه هو الوهاب. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلواته على أشرف المرسلين. Then Shaykh al-Islam ended his treatise by saying, we ask Allah the most magnificent, the most great, to bestow upon us guidance and uprightness and leads us to rushd, our rushd, being able to know what is good for us and what's bad for us and act properly. وَيَقِينَ شَرَّ أَنفُسِنَا, and protect us from the evils of ourselves, from the evil of ourselves. And that He does not turn away our hearts after He guided us, and that He bestows upon us from Him mercy from Him. He is the one who is a bestower. Walhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, the one who bestows, and He is the, with all praise is due to Him, the Lord of Al Alameen, and may His Salah be upon the most noble of the messengers. This ends the book of Shaykh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah in this dua, which is deducted from the book and the sunnah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jazahu Allahu an al-Islami wal muslimin khayr al-jaza. May Allah reward him abundantly on behalf of Islam and Muslims. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wa jama'ana wa iyyah wa ikhwanana al-muslimin fi dari karamatih innahu sami'un qarib. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from those who meet with him and our Muslim brothers in the abode of his noble abode, paradise, subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is the all-hearer, most close. Wa sallallahu wa sallama ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this effort and to make it of a benefit for myself and for the sharih and for the listener.
والحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات.